Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 16th, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available on our moresuccessteam.com website for playback. Well, in just 2 days, the International Convention in Oklahoma City will begin, and we're really excited about seeing many of you there. For those of you that are going, and this will be your very first convention, you're in for quite a treat. If you were to ask me one thing that you could do to launch your prepaid legal business, I would have to tell you, you've got to attend one of our international conventions. Of course, while you're there, we want you to make sure that you attend our More Success Team breakout session this year. It's at the historic Skirvin Hilton Hotel, right by the convention center. It will be held on Sunday, March the 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can actually, pre-registration is actually at 8:30. Just go to our website, moresuccessteam.com, and pre-register for that event. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, straight from Prepaid Legal's corporate headquarters, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and a Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Hey, Randy, and it's always a privilege to introduce this next speaker. But before we do, I want to thank everybody that's been on the call. It's, you know, we've started out this year great, Randy. We have a 23% increase in production, everything on the team, which is really great. I want to congratulate the team on that. And I think it's just a start. We go to this convention, we come back out writing business, recruiting people, staying in groove, getting the focus right. We're going to have a tremendously good year. But this next speaker, Randy, will put all that in perspective. He's been around a lot longer than I have. Doesn't mean he's as old as I am. No one's as old as I am. But he's been around a lot longer than I have, done a heck of a lot better job than I have in prepaid. But he's a good friend of mine. He's the National Director of Marketing. It's none other than Mr. Wilmer Smith. Wilmer, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's good to be on your call tonight. And I appreciate those kind words, but everything I know, I learned from you.
Well, not hardly. Thank you for the compliment.
It's really good to be on your call, Kenneth. All this week, I'm calling this Good News Week at Prepaid Legal. It's going to be a good news convention because that's all you're going to get at the convention is good news. We're going to have a lot of recognition, a lot of awards. Going to give away two new automobiles. We've got an ED banquet. We're going to have training like you've never seen in your life, and we'll have that Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll have it on Friday and Saturday, and we're just going to have a lot of good stuff at the convention. But the reason I'm calling this Good News Week is for a lot of reasons. Last week at Prepaid Legal, production was up 9% over the same time a year ago. And Kenneth, as you and I well know, from past experience, a lot of experience, we got momentum right now at Prepaid Legal, and momentum is one of the hardest things in the world to get, and it's one of the easiest things to lose. But right now we've got it, and we need to keep it, for as long.
Thank you for calling Black &
White. These ring earners are $100,000 ring earners. We're going to have some $250,000 ring earners, $500,000 ring earners, and I think we have at least $1 million ring earner. And of course, last month, we had 126 new directors in the month of February. And of course, each one of those folks earned a $500,000 expansion bonus. And a $500 expansion bonus, excuse me.
I was holding that bonus, Will.
Yeah, I knew you would. And we had 63 new executive directors for the month of February, Kenneth. So that means all of those folks got even a bigger expansion bonus. And we had 35 new ED levels, people that actually promoted themselves, like from bronze to silver or gold or platinum 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. So we had a lot of new advancements in the company last month, which means we paid out a lot of expansion bonuses. And, you know, we're up to at least, I know, 102, maybe 103 millionaire club members, and we're going to recognize all those people at the convention. And, you know, at Prepaid Legal, we've got plenty of money. We've got really good cash flow. Last year, the company made a $64 million profit. And something else I learned today, Kenneth, that I'm real excited about, if you think you can't make any money in Prepaid Legal in the form of commissions, in the last 10 years, the total commissions paid out to Prepaid Legal sales associates was $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion in the last 10 years. And we still have, you know, we're the company bought back in the last 3 to 4 years, $407 million of our own stock. And I can tell you, you know, a lot of people might think, well, I bet a lot of the insiders sold a lot of their stock. The insiders in the company still own 30%. Of the stock that's outstanding. So, you know, the people that work at Prepaid and the people that are real serious about what we do still own a lot of stock, and a lot of them are still buying it. So, you know, we just got so much good things going on right now. But we got the best marketing plan we've ever had in the history of the company. Kenneth's been around a long time. I think he would back me up 100% on that. Best marketing plan we've ever had. Service from our provider attorney law firms is the best it's ever been. We're just getting, every week, we get hundreds of letters from our members and associates that have used the service telling us what a good job the provider attorney law firms are doing. They're just doing an outstanding job right now because of this crazy economy. But, you know, if you're involved in Prepaid Legal and you're working hard, the economy at your house probably is not all that bad. And if it is, you can change it because we got a great product that everybody needs and very few people know about. And we just got to do a better job of going out and talking to people, because there's a lot of people right now with a lot of problems. Anytime you can have 600 million people laid off and you know, in a month, there's a lot of people got a lot of problems. We got solutions with our membership. And you hear all this talk on TV and radio and on the computer about, you know, how bad the economy is, and the unemployment rate in some states is 8, 9, 10, some 12%. Well, that tells me, 92 or 93 or 88% of the people are still working, and they can afford our product. And the 8, 10, or 12% that's not working, we've got a great opportunity for them. So it's a win-win deal. And Kenneth, you've been around a long time. I don't ever recall seeing a situation or a time in Prepaid 36 years when the product is more needed than it is right now. And you know my old saying, Kenneth, if you're willing to help enough other people get what they want, you can have exactly what you want. You want at the same time, and you're living proof of that.
So one thing, well, you're exactly right about our product. It's been the right time, the right place. I know you're right about the marketing plan. All we got to do is have more people out there and recruit more people that's willing and wants to dream. That's the thing. You got to recruit people that wants to dream. You can't do it for them. You got to do it with them and help them if they'll let you. That's the secret to this thing, I think, don't you?
Well, yeah, I totally agree. You can't make people do anything, but as you and I well know, if you go out and talk to enough people, you're going to find some of them that are interested, some of them that are hungry, a lot of them that know that, and of course, Ken, is my favorite question in the whole world is to ask people, you know, which would you rather pay, $200 an hour, $200 a year, or $300 an hour, $300 a year, you know, depending on what plan you buy. And nobody, you know, everybody has to answer that the same way. So we just got a great product, and it's a product they can take out and use right now, even if they got a problem right now, a pre-existing problem, they can use our membership, and we can help them. We're just getting hundreds of letters and calls every day from people that have been helped. And, you know, if we want to be real successful and make a lot of money, and all we got to do is help a lot of people, and we can do that by getting the word out. And if you'll go out and talk to people, you're going to find people who've got problems right now, and we can help them, and we'll all be better off for it in a lot of different ways.
You know, women, I only helped recruit 5 last week, but, you know, pretty busy doing some other things. But if I can go out and help recruit somebody, anybody can go out and do it, I tell you. These young folks have nothing to fear but fear itself. They don't have nobody to blame but themselves if they don't go out and get activity. It's all about activity, isn't it?
Well, it is. Activity is what it's all about. And, you know, you and I have gone out of many a day, and we didn't even have really anybody in particular to go see, but we went out and talked to people anyway, and something good always happened every time we did that.
You know, someone asked me here a while back, he said, what is your secret to doing this business? I said, well, first you have to own the product and use it, of course, because you have to know what you're talking about. Then it's enthusiasm. And after that, you have to learn how to say hello. You have to absolutely learn how to say hello to somebody. That's not very hard, is it?
No, it's really not. And, you know, Kenneth, you and I are very particular about one thing, and that's wearing Our Lady of Justice pins. I see a lot of associates that go out every day and don't wear their pin, but you and I always wear a pin everywhere we go, because someday, or any day, every day, somebody's going to ask us, you know, what is that pin?
You know, women, I wear it to church, I wear it to the Sunday school, I wear it to work, I wear it to eat, I wear that pin. I take great pride in it. You know, last year I did a training, and when we did the training, I told them it was going to be a charge for coming to it, and somebody said, what's it going to be? And I said, you've got to be wearing your pin. Now, I had people show up without a pin. I was surprised how many showed up without a pin. But I had somebody standing at the door, and I wouldn't let them in without one, so I had someone stand at the door and hand them a pin, hoping to make an impression on where they would wear that pin. They don't know how much business they're missing, and I think people that don't wear the pin really don't have pride in themselves or the business. That pin stands for prepaid legal service. I think we should stand with honor, and it stands for integrity.
Well, I totally agree with that, because I've had it proved to me too many times.
Yeah, and I think Randy had a word or two there. Randy?
Whoops, I had it on mute. Well, we're looking forward to when we're coming back from the convention. I know we're excited about being at the convention, but you're actually going to be the guest speaker in Fort Worth on the Saturday, the Super Saturday following the convention for the recap down there. Is that right?
Well, that is right, Randy. I love to go to Fort Worth and talk about prepaid legal services, because people down there in Texas, they talk just like I do. And we have a lot of fun. I've done lots of meetings over the years with Jeff Hughes, Jeff and Cindy are great people, and Mr. Riddle down there, a lot of good folks down in the Fort Worth area, and we always have a lot of fun, and we recruit a lot of people down there. They've done very well, and we got a brand new location down there now. I say we, they do. Back in a hotel we used to be in years and years ago, they remodeled it. It's very, very nice, and they're building that meeting back up, and I'm going to be there for the convention recap, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to give away gifts to the people that have the most guests, and we'll just do it upright and have a lot of fun and really get things kicked off in a big way after the convention. And you know what, Randy, what I'm going to be asking everybody is, you know, what are you going to do to make a difference when you go back home after the convention? And
that's the secret.
We can all make a difference. And my question is, you know, what difference are you going to make? And of course, if you go out and help a lot of folks, it's just going to help you. And, you know, you can become financially independent doing what we do, as you guys well know. I know Kenneth and I, neither one would have dreamed 20 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, that we would ever have become successful as we're doing based on our backgrounds. You know, we have very similar backgrounds. We both grew up poor and lived on farms and
served in the 45th. Don't forget the 45th.
Yeah, we served in the 45th, but you know, I was in the grocery business. Kenneth was sort of like in the grocery business because he was a butcher, and you know, that's where we got all of our training to do prepaid, cutting up meat and carrying out groceries and sacking groceries and stocking shelves and waiting on folks. And you know, which proves if we can do this, anybody on this phone line tonight can do exactly what we've done or even better. There's going to be a lot of people that will do a lot better than Kenneth and I have, and I hope they do.
I hope they do. They sure got a lot more to work with.
Because they do have more work with. They got a better marketing plan, a better product than we've had in the past years.
A whole lot better pay.
You know, the pay is just so...
What will you start at $18, Wilbur, or something like that?
No, my first commissions were $13.50 on each membership.
But I think it's going up when I got into about 18, I think 1840s. I can't remember exactly the day, but it was a far cry from what we are today.
You know, and I'll never forget, Kenneth, when we had our own agency, you and I working together every day, we got a big raise. We were making a whopping $30 a membership.
Yeah, I know.
We're
dying going to heaven. Yeah, but the thing is, we made it, and because we made it, I take great pride in saying because we made it, a lot of people on this call tonight want to make it. Well, they're all going to make it. Some of them make it in different forms, but they all can be their own superstar in their own business. They're their own CEOs of their own company, and I don't know if they all realize it yet, but this is a big business. It may be started out small, but this is a big business. It's a multi-million dollar business they're running. And they need to act like CEOs.
Well, exactly. And they need to set goals and set them high because, man, I'll tell you what, there's no telling what, if we were 30 years old again, Ken, what we could do with the marketing plan we got right now.
I sure would like to try it. I don't think I'll live to be over 105. Well, Wilbur, we appreciate everything you've done throughout the last 29 years now. Is that right?
29 years.
And I'm only almost 20. I'm starting my 26, and I finished 25. So you used there another 5 years before I was, really. You were there a long time. And if it hadn't been for you, I probably wouldn't have been able to get to do anything to start with. So as usual, I thank you from the very, very bottom of my heart. Well, you know, we got a lot of other people out there that's working today, that's keeping things alive for me and you, and I appreciate every thing of one of them. You know, Randy, Jeremy's doing a good job, but I've got a lot of people on the team. Linda Bowden, been on the team 21 years now. Woman, that's a long time.
Well, I can remember when you and I and Linda used to go out in the field and work together, and we had a great time.
But we didn't have a dozen people out there working those days.
No, we didn't, and, you know, she's still doing.
But you remember Rule Spence? He's on the phone with us tonight. You know, Rule's been in the business 24 years, though.
Right. So you're right, Ken. We got a lot of good people on our team, and I want every one of them to know that if there's anything that Ken or I can ever do for any of you, don't hesitate to call. I mean, just call the home office, and we return every phone call we get, and we'd be glad to help you any way we can.
We sure will, Wilbur, and you've always been great about that. And I think we're looking forward to Las Vegas already, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you planned anything special for out there?
No, I haven't, Kenneth.
Well, I'm sure it'll be great.
I'll do a lot of walking, I know that.
There you go. Okay. Well, Randy, you have anything else for Wilburn?
No, I just want to thank Wilburn for being on the call tonight, and I want to encourage anyone that has never met Mr. Wilburn Smith in person when you're at the convention. I know he'd be happy to shake your hand if you've never met this gentleman. He is a true icon. He is a true leader in prepaid legal. He has really paved the way for many of us to do well in this business. So, Mr. Smith, I appreciate you. I appreciate Carol. Of course, your wife. We appreciate
especially Carol for taking care of Wilburn. I remember both of us in the office. So.
But anyway, we thank you for being on the call. We look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City. And then after that, at the recap, we look forward to being on the program with you there in Fort Worth, Mr. Smith.
I'll talk to you in the morning, Wilburn.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Good night, and thank you very much.
All right. Now it's my pleasure to go out to the state of Colorado and to Gold Executive Director, $100,000 ring earner, Dr. David Hughes. Dr. Hughes, are you on the call?
I am on the call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We're excited to have you on the call. I know you've got a guest speaker that you're excited about. You actually have someone on your team that was actually recognized on this morning's leadership call as being one of the top recruiters in the entire company last week. Would you like to just tell us a little bit about them and maybe introduce them to the call?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the call, Mr. Moore, and to hear both of you and your father on the call. And also Mr. Smith, he keeps calling it good news week at prepaid legal. He's going to soon have to change that to good news month and then year and everything else.
Hey, thanks for being on, David.
You bet. Well, I'm just excited to be able to introduce this this couple here because they have just been just tearing it up. And you heard from them not too long ago, and you're going to be hearing from them a lot more. I remember when I was talking to them about hitting executive director last month for the first time, and I asked them, I said, so, you know, you guys got to lock it up and, you know, get your ED, your executive director pin. And they were like, I got a text message back, and it said, a missing executive director is not an option. And you can tell that by the activity they're having in their business now, being recognized as the top recruiter, one of the top recruiters for the week and the whole company. And I think what's so special about this couple is that that Pablo Felix is actually deaf. He's the first deaf executive director in prepaid legal. And I have never met somebody that has such laser focus on achieving just such a greater success where literally there is no limit to what can be achieved in this company. And, you know, and he just has a mission. And he has a mission to be able to empower people and the deaf with this service, to be able to liberate them with this opportunity with no ceiling over their head, and to educate them that they can become more and be greater than what they are today through the incredible education that they can get in prepaid legal. And so I'm just really excited to be able to introduce Pablo Felix, to be able to recognize him real quickly for the amazing accomplishments that he's been able to have. And he's actually he is deaf, so he will be signing to his wife, Christina, who is a certified interpreter. She will be one of the interpreters that will be interpreting at the prepaid legal convention in Oklahoma City. So she'll be doing the speaking for him. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to the newest executive director on the team, Renew Family, Mr. Pablo Felix and his lovely wife, Christina.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hughes. We're so excited about Oklahoma City, cannot wait to get there. As Dr. Hughes said, I am laser focused on my business. And I do want to say that I appreciate my wife Christina's support. Without her, there's no way I would be able to have made it to this point. We work together in our business. We're both focused on it. And the most important thing for me is following our 10 core commitments. She and I follow them to the T. That's huge for us. We have to understand our commitments. We have to value them. And they're simple. The system itself is not a difficult one. It's a very simple one. And if associates can understand the system and follow this system, for us, the executive director level is just the beginning. I feel as though we're just beginning our business. And from here, there's absolutely no limit. So thank you very much for having us on the call. We appreciate the recognition.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, thanks for being on the call, and I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Dr. Dave Hughes. While you're on the call, I know you're very excited about the convention. I can remember the very first time that you and your brother showed up at the convention. How important is it for people to plug into the convention, would you say?
It's a must if you want to build a long-term business with prepaid legal. You know, if you want to be able to build a business and really make this business work, I think it's a must because without it, you just don't have the necessary belief and faith to be able to really make this business work. And so, absolutely, we've always been the biggest builders and building into this event as much as possible. And I know just on my team, we probably got close to 300 people going to the event. And so we're just very, very excited about everything that's going to be happening there, all the great news, the great announcements, and the incredible fun that we're going to have there as well.
So your team alone, you've got about 300 associates going to the convention. How important is that to have a lot of people on your own team going to a convention, would you say, Dr. Hughes?
Well, I know that when you can get a team of people to follow you to this convention, that's when you're really going to get a lot of duplication within your organization. There's a lot of people that come out of convention all by themselves, and they get so fired up. And they're like, I'm going executive director next month, you know, and they're so excited about that. And, you know, a lot of times it's just not going to happen because they don't have a team to support them. And it's so much easier to go executive director when you've got a team to support that. And how do you get a bunch of team to really see the big picture? Well, the way you do is you get them to Internash Convention. And the more people you can get to the Internash Convention, the more success that you're going to have and the faster you're going to be able to achieve it.
Well, listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate your entire family. I mean, you've actually got several brothers and a sister on in prepaid legal that have all been executive directors at one time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And matter of fact, we had just missed a platinum executive director by just a couple counters last month. But with Pablo and Christina, they're running hard to hit it again. And my brother Mike's going to lock you down. We got Jacob Mefford as executive director, and Mr. Dave Hall, executive director. So that'll put me a platinum executive director next month, so I'm really running hard to make that happen.
So that'll be your first time as platinum, was that correct?
First time, yeah. I've missed it before, about five counters before.
Wow.
But this will be the first time, so I'm just going to do everything in my power to make that happen.
Well,
yeah,
congratulations. Good job.
Great accomplishment. We appreciate
you
being on the call, Mr. Hughes, and we know that you're going to hit that platinum executive director. We know how hard you work, and we know how passionate that you are about this business. We appreciate you being on our More Success team.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing everyone in Oklahoma City 2 days out. It's coming up quick. We're excited. We're pumped. We're fired up. We're laser focused on this business. And we're just flat out excited. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. I tell you, it was an exciting call. We're all looking forward to Oklahoma City. It's right here. I hope everybody's looking forward to the breakout, because if they miss the breakout, they're going to miss all the awards and everything and see the people's faces and hear how they feel about things. We'll be there. They're welcome to come, and we appreciate it. We want to say God bless each one of you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.